From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, welcome to our program. Our hymn this morning is one which is most suitable at this time of harvest. It's Bringing in the Sheaves. And after we listen to it, we'll be turning to John chapter 17. Let me quickly remind you of our program this evening at 9 o'clock, when we will be taking a further look at the subject, Waiting to be Rescued, Gospel Lessons from the Distress of New Orleans. But let's hear the hymn, and then it's over to John chapter 17. Continuing our study of the Lord's Prayer and returning once more to the verses 17 through to 26 of John 17, we set out to look at three topics in these verses. Those three topics are holiness, unity, and believers in heaven beholding Christ's glory. We have looked at the first two, holiness and unity among Christians. Now I wish to consider the final topic within these verses, that of believers in heaven beholding Christ's glory. Our thoughts will center upon verse 24. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. First of all, Christ's will, expressed here in prayer to his Father, is that his people, described here as those whom the Father gave to him, will be with him in eternal glory. It is entirely natural for Christ to make such a request. His elect people had been given to him before the foundations of the earth by his heavenly Father. As their mediator and substitute, he had borne their sins on the cross and died in their place, suffering the punishment which was their due under God's just law. Peter states the matter like this: For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. 1 Peter chapter 3 and the verse 18. Christ, by his death, has obtained the eternal redemption of his people. Paul says in Hebrews chapter 9 and the verse 12, Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. More than this, the Saviour, upon ascending to his Father after his resurrection, donning that glory which had been his for all eternity, but which he willingly laid aside in order to undertake the redemption of his people, immediately entered upon his role of intercessor for his own flock, and night and day pleads his own all-sufficient sacrifice on their behalf. Paul tells us what Christ is doing on behalf of his people right now. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Romans chapter 8 and the verse 34. Hebrews 9 and the verse 24 states this glorious truth in this way: For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. So then, having loved his people from all eternity, and having died for them on the cross, making a full atonement for their sins, and ascended unto his Father, there to appear on behalf of his people, and interceding for them, it is but natural that he desire the full culmination of his love and labours by having his people in heaven with him, where they may behold his glory. Dear believer in Christ and his atoning blood, there is nothing more certain than that, having rested your soul's eternal salvation in Christ alone, you will be with him forever. His love, his blood, his prayers guarantee that. Secondly, the very essence of heavenly joy is to see Christ in his glory. The word glory means much more than beauty. It includes the majesty and the magnificence of the Saviour. In truth, its full meaning is inexpressible. But while we cannot conceive of it here, Christian, you will see it in heaven and spend eternity marvelling at it all. This glory is something the true child of God has always longed to see. The words of the psalmist states it well: One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Psalm 27:4. Moses expressed the desire of the mind and heart of all believers when he requested, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Exodus 33, verse 18. If you know the story of this request by Moses, you will remember that the Lord could only grant to Moses a mere glimpse of his glory, for no man, while clothed in mortal flesh, may see God's glory and live. God answered Moses in these words, and he said, Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a clift of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Exodus chapter 33, the verses 20 to 23. In heaven we shall see God face to face. Revelation chapter 22 and the verses 3 to 4 reads, And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face. The desire of the believer's heart is thereby satisfied. This glory is something that the child of God has not only desired to see, but also to share in. The words of the psalmist again have served to set forth the desire of God's people throughout the ages. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, Psalm 90:17. That desire will be fulfilled when Christ comes again for his people. Listen to those glorious words of John in his first epistle, chapter 3, in the verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The Old Testament believer understood this truth also. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Psalm 17, verse 15. The psalmist looked forward to that awakening from the sleep of death and that arising from the grave to bear the likeness of our glorious Redeemer. At present in this world, the name and person of the Savior we love is mocked and blasphemed and rejected. As far as men are concerned, he hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He is despised, and we esteemed him not. So said the prophet some 700 years before Christ was born. Isaiah chapter 53, the verses 2 to 3, is where you will find those words. But the day of the revelation of Christ's power and majesty is coming, and we shall see him in his glory. The prayer of Christ, recorded here in John 17, verse 24, will most certainly be answered. Will you be amongst those who will go in to see the King in his beauty? You will not, indeed cannot, unless you are saved by his grace, and your sins are pardoned and washed away in his cleansing blood. Today, obey the gospel call and come to Christ in faith. The thief on the cross who repented of his sin and turned to Christ for mercy and salvation was immediately told by Christ, Verily I say unto you, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Luke chapter 23 and the verse 43. Such is the assurance given to each one who likewise turns and seeks the Savior for mercy. Please turn from your sin to Christ today and obtain everlasting pardon and assurance that you will be with him in heaven and will see him in his glory. Please join me again tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.